So, I've gotten the approval from the wifey, and this morning I have a very, very exciting announcement to make. Now, this is something that has been brought up on the show before. This is not the first time we've talked about it, but I don't know. Just, I think time went on, and it finally happened.
What finally happened?
Well, my wife and I, Lindsay, agreed last night after much discussion, and the teddy bear that she has from her ex, the guy that proposed to her and she said no, my wife has agreed to get rid of Sammy Bear.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is huge.
You don't understand. You don't understand how huge this is to me in our relationship, because ever since I started dating my wife, Lindsay, what, 5-6 years ago? God, it's been a long time at least. My wife, Lindsay, has always had this teddy bear, and it's kind of a white teddy bear. It's cute, but it looks like it's had the crap beat out of it because it's been washed so many times.
Yeah.
It's just seen better days. It looks like a bear in the zoo after a while. You're like, oh man, when are they going to put you down? You've been here too long.
So how did you guys come to this conclusion? Obviously, I mean, you must have been telling her, like, this really bothers me. I'm wanting you to get rid of it. Or what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be understanding, but I really have a hard time because she says, listen, me having Sammy Bear, there's no actual, like, thing for my ex, which I'm not the jealous type with Lindsay. It's weird. I have been jealous before, but I trust my wife. I'm not afraid my wife's going to cheat on me, so I don't think she'll go back to this ex with this bear that, you know, that happened, but I just don't like having it there. I realized, too, for a while, I was holding on to a couple of photos of girls I dated for a while. I'm like, and I didn't get rid of every photo, but like I had them in a frame. I'm like, why do I have this frame photo? And it was hidden. It was like in my dresser drawer. I'm like, why do I still have these? And I finally got rid of them. I feel like you need to move on and kind of clear that stuff out.
So it's important for you, for Lindsay, to move on, so to speak, and get rid of this bear. And you've been asking her for years to do this, or what?
Yeah, I'd say the past year or two I've really been doing it. Maybe even longer, because we've been married for 3 years coming up in a, oh, crap, less than a month. I better plan our anniversary. Yeah, so it's kind of, as time went on, it's not that I don't want my wife to have a teddy bear. I personally think it's a little kind of weird. I mean, we're both, you know, in our 30s. I'm like, do you need a bear?
But so when you asked her to get rid of it before, what was her answer?
No.
Why?
Because it's just, she says it means a lot to her. And it doesn't mean a lot as far as like it's the guy. It's just the actual bear. Hmm. It's like it's a comfort thing.
Interesting.
But I'm like, well, then let me give you a bear. So I did give my wife a bear. And I guess it wasn't as good, but our dogs about 2 months ago ate the bear.
Ew.
So
it's gone?
So it's dead. Oh, yeah. It was torn to pieces.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is Lindsay didn't actually decide to get rid of the bear. The dogs just ended up eating it. And so now it's gotten rid of.
My bear that I got for her. I tried to get her.
Okay.
Her bear still somehow alive. I don't know how Sammy Bear is still here on God's green earth.
So I know that we all thought it was super weird when we first found out that your wife had a bear from her ex, almost fiance.
Yeah, guy proposed to her.
Do you think that's when you first started to like, it started to really bother you? Because like we pointed it out that it's like kind of very bizarre.
I think like it maybe second guessed it a little bit when people
right.
like, you know, you hear outside commentary, you're like, well, okay, that's their perspective
that
on it. But I honestly kind of thought it was weird too. I'm like, wait, this guy proposed to you? I don't know. And I'm just wondering, maybe people listening actually have something from their ex like that they keep on. But I don't think a lot of people do. I think eventually you get rid of it. Like
so,
if you decided not to marry the dude, like it's gone.
Did she actually get rid of it? Like it's in a landfill somewhere?
No, he's still in our house.
Okay. Well, then she hasn't gotten rid of it.
No, but I'm saying we've come to an agreement that he's going to go.
When?
I don't know when.
Is it going to be a trash or like a burning ceremony?
Yeah.
Oh,
how
God,
is this
no.
going to happen?
Do you want me to traumatize my wife? You know what happened if I light Sammy Bear on fire?
You should
oh, my
bury.
God.
Have a funeral.
Bury Sammy Bear.
No, why don't we do this? Why don't we transfer this evil bear with bad energy and juju and just go drop it off like to somebody that might want a bear? Like take it to the like,
and
Goodwill.
And drop off the bad juju bear
no.
to someone else?
The bear is dirty and old.
Well, we'll wash it again. Like we constantly wash it.
That's disgusting. You know what? Used stuffed animals are gross.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. What did you want to say?
Okay, well, I don't have anything from an ex-boyfriend, but I do have a blanket that I've had since I was little. And I know what she probably means about, like, the bear doesn't mean anything to her in the sense of the ex-boyfriend, but the actual physical stuffed animal means something to her. Because sometimes, you know, you can get weird attachments to things and, you know, it means something to you to keep it.
Yeah, that's called hoarding.
Wait.
So if she had 50 bears, I could see it be hoarding. But if you have one bear that means something to you, I don't see it as necessarily a hoarding situation so much as...
I think people
get weird attachments to things.
Yeah. I think this conversation is null and void because your wife hasn't actually gotten rid of it yet. So she can say it all day long, I'm going to get rid of it. But if she doesn't, then this means nothing.
But we agreed we're going to get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah.
We never had that agreement before.
Your next conversation needs to be, okay, when? And how are we doing it? How are we disposing of this bear?
I would like to just take suggestions already put in. I don't think we should burn Sammy Bear. I don't think that's a good idea.
You could all give it to the dogs as a dog toy. They like to shred bears up.
No, could you imagine her seeing that bear get shredded to pieces?
Well, you do it when she's at work.
That would destroy. No, because then she's going to know what happened and I did it. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
Emily,
what did you want to say about this? My wife and I, big news, we finally agreed after being married for 3 years and together for about 6 or 7, she's going to get rid of that old teddy bear of hers called Sammy Bear that she got from her ex who proposed to her before me.
I just think that it's a little bit strange for you to have been married this long and for her to still have something from her ex.
Like, that's what I said.
I've been married for over a year, and since I got engaged, I've had nothing from any exes.
Like, not even sweatshirts, or like t-shirts?
No. Those went away when we broke up.
See, there's some sweatshirts that I'm going to hold on to. Probably until I die.
I just see no reason to hang on to anything from another man.
Yeah, but I've always gotten rid of my stuff from exes.
And I kind of agree with you there, too. I just don't understand the actual emotional attachment. I don't get that. I could get like, hey, my grandpa gave me this teddy bear. For sure.
Like,
keep it around forever.
That's a different kind of emotional attachment.
No, I totally get you. But I'm also trying to be like, as you brought up, this is my wife. Like, I've got to take into account what she's feeling and what she's going through. I don't understand it, though. I got no clue.
Yeah, I don't really understand
I don't get it.
All right, well, I just wanted to kind of bum you guys aren't as excited as I am, but big news in the Pesh household.
When you actually get rid of it, let us know.
Yes, I will be very, very excited for you and Lindsay once she actually gets rid of it.
All right, cool. Well, I promise I will keep you informed, and thank you so much for listening to our major announcement.